Two people, three questions, one possible outcome.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
Well, we met our listeners, Eileen. She's 27, lives in Altoona, a nutritionist. And Ben, 25, from Newton in graphic design. And they got through our first question. They can hang on the line through two more. We're paying for them to go out. So second question's going to Ben first. Kurt has it.
What are you always game for?
Oh, easy. $5 buy-in on poker. Easy.
Yeah.
I could be like dead tired, but if one of my buddies calls me up, says like he's got a group or something going, like I'm dragging my ass over there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you good?
You know, if you're good in poker, you're not really supposed to say it, but I'm pretty good. I can hold my own.
Okay.
And right, never count your money while you're sitting at the table.
Oh, jeez Louise. Go. Oh, gosh.
There'll be time enough for counting
when the deal is
done. Listen, either you know what I'm saying or you don't, and it just sounds really wise.
If you're going to bring Kenny Rogers onto the show, bring Dolly Parton, too, while you're at it, okay? Oh, my God. Okay, how about you, Eileen? What are you always game for? Yeah.
So, definitely martinis and a bitch session. with my best friends. Like, that's something I always make time for because, you know, as we're getting older and we have jobs, we don't get a lot of time together. So, if they're like, mm-hmm. all right, you know, we can all do it. No matter how tired I am.
Good for you. You're a good friend.
Yeah. For some drinking and some talking trash.
You're ready when the girls call. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Colleen, okay. Do you have a song from the 70s you can regale us with for this one? Thank you for being a friend.
Now, who's the one bringing the Golden Girls into it? That's you.
But okay. Yes.
We're counting to three again. Another chance for you to hang up if you'd like. One, two, three. All right.
All right.
Yes. Just one more.
We haven't made the question three in a while.
It has been a while.
All right. Question three is going to you first, Eileen, and Colleen has it.
All right, Eileen. If you could be the opposite sex for a day, what would you do?
I would run around without my shirt on. I don't care how old I am, and I don't care how cold it is outside. Like, I just think it would be really nice.
Yeah.
To live without a bra and without a shirt, and just like run on the beach free.
I mean, that is kind of a neat thing that you guys get to do that we don't get to experience.
Right. You can. Yeah,
we're,
if you
we're
want.
Not going to say no. The police might.
Yeah.
We won't. Okay. How about you, Ben?
I'm probably going to be that guy right now, but I would probably head over to, like, Romantics or something, maybe do a little shopping.
Oh, boy.
check out some toys, and then...
Oh, jeez. Oh, man.
what guy wouldn't? I'm sorry. What guy wouldn't?
Kurt already does. Oh, God. Okay. Well, all right.
Okay.
Well, one more time.
Well, sounds fun.
we'll count to three, and if you want to stay on the line, we'll pay for you to go out. One, two, three. No, buddy.
Wait, are you both still there, or are your phones just crummy?
Eileen, I heard laughing. You there, Eileen?
I'm here.
Ben?
Hey.
We got a day. Awesome. All right. Very cool. Well, you guys, we'll get y'all set up. We're paying for you to go out. Thanks for being on the show, and good luck. Hope it works out nice for you. All right.
Thank you.
Keep your shirt on.
That's not how dates work.
She says why. I love it. Okay.
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.